Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good to be with you. I'm Bart Winkler. This is the Bart Winkler Show. Yeah, that's right. We've got a new phone number, I should say, right off the top. So new phone number. Guys, you got to pay attention to this. I'm only going to say it a bunch more times. But we do have a new phone number to call in. Not like, hey, you can use this phone number if you want. No. This is the only phone number. So if you want to be on the show, this is the phone number that you need to use. Give us the phone number already. Okay, fine. I will. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Should I say it as like a jingle? That sounds like 888-710-4ISN.
Not bad. Right? I would have gone with an upbeat as opposed to a downbeat at the end, though.
888-710-4ISN.
Beautiful.
888-710-4ISN.
You got to do it like a little bit more like, yeah, like
710.
Yeah, like old school radio. 888-710-4ISN. And some droom, something stupid at the end, you know?
Yeah. Okay. 888.
Nope.
We got any like,
nope,
trap
don't do
music?
That.
Yeah. Come on. Feel me, boy. Yeah. 888-710. Girl, 4ISN. Woo-hoo-hoo.
That was dangerously close to like the 90s, you know, compilation albums that we were talking about a couple weeks ago.
I just actually forgot I was on the radio.
Oh, yeah, you're on.
No, while I was doing that, I totally went somewhere else. I went to a different place. And I was like, oh, yeah. So, do we all get it now? So, we're going up high, 888. Do we like to start? 888-710-4ISN. I like going down. 4ISN.
Well, that's a drop.
Oh, no.
You'll know it when you hear it.
No, why? I know what I said, you son of a B. 888. What I meant was, I like my inflection to go lower. So 888-710-4476, new phone number, 888-710-4476. We are taking show bets, too, on which callers are going to have the hardest time. There's some people I think we never hear from again. Not out of like a protest or anything, just out of like, They don't even hear what I'm saying. And they're pounding away right now with the other one. Remember though? 888-710-4ISN. So you like it. We'll get there. We'll get there. Talking some basketball. I had a nice basketball weekend. Certainly a nice basketball Sunday. I watched way more of Cavs Magic than I thought I would. And it would have been better if they won. So that I could reiterate my point. Their losing streak snapped at 16 from the Magic. No Evan Mobley in that game for the Cavs, but they lost. And then the Thunder at night played. And I had to see them up close and personal. I went to the game. They were in Milwaukee. And, man, they are very good. Thunder beat the Bucks 121-105. Defensively, they're playing well. Offensively, I mean, SGA is obviously great. Hartenstein had a big night, 24 points. 12 boards. Isaiah Joe was big off the bench with 19 points. I would just like to reiterate that I feel like we are headed towards a Thunder-Cavs finals. And even if it doesn't happen, I want people to be braced for it. I want them to be prepared for it. And I don't want the nonsense to happen. I'm trying to get this out there a month in advance of the playoffs and hope that through osmosis or through like word of mouth or somehow that I can do a small part to stop what is going to be a painful. That would be good. To stop what is going to be a painful, like, oh, the Cavs aren't going to win. Cleveland, Oklahoma City, blah. That doesn't matter. But the people that cover the NBA, for some reason, market size matters. And a Cavs-Thunder series isn't going to be as sexy as a Lakers-Celtics series, let's say. I know there's a lot more history there, but also those are the teams that are on TV all the time. Those are the teams that get talked about a lot. Those are the teams that you can have on debate shows. And the Lakers, you know, they got the boost of getting Luka to fall in their lap. But the Cavs and Thunder, like, start watching them now. If that's going to be a complaint where, oh, I'm not that into this finals, I don't know much about these teams, start watching them now. How many 15-game win streaks do the Cavs have to go on for you to pay attention to the Cavs? The Thunder, both of these games, both of these teams played on national TV yesterday. The Cavs played on free over-the-air television, okay, on a Sunday afternoon. I've seen TV ratings. I know a lot of people are available to watch TV on a Sunday afternoon. Sunday night, same thing. Thunder on TV. Watch them. So when they're on, watch them. Make a point to see, are they going to be on this week? Because if so, I'm going to watch them. Now, I'm going to give you the times that they're going to be playing, and I haven't looked yet, so I'm hoping that they actually are on TV. Nope, tomorrow night the Cavs and Clippers play, but the Bucks and Warriors are getting the NBA TV spot instead. Not the worst thing. Let's see. When do the Thunder play again? Their next game is against the Sixers. The Pistons and Heat will be on ESPN at that time instead. Come on, guys. You got to put them on national TV here. The Thunder play the Hornets on Friday. No one's going to be watching that. And the Cavs play the Suns. Yeah, we'll all be watching March Madness anyway. On Thursday and Friday, that is. And Saturday and Sunday. That's the thing with the NBA. When do you get into it? Christmas? But then even the NFL came and took Christmas away. Bill Simmons had a proposal I thought was interesting to alleviate that problem. So Bill Simmons and Kirk Goldsberry think that the NBA should change their schedule. All right, I'm going to play you the proposal. They also think the season should be shorter. So their hypothetical changes to the NBA schedule. Make it 76 games. You're starting the season on May 3rd. The season ends on May 11th. And the playoffs begin with the play-in tournament on May 12th. This would push the NBA Finals into the middle of July. Right now, it's about the first, second week of June. To the middle, possibly, you could have a Game 7 July 27th, possibly. And they say, to do this, you have to get away from football and get into the summer months where you can have more real estate available to you from a TV and media perspective.
To me, the goal should be, how do we get away from football as much as possible? How do we take advantage of all of June instead of having the finals end on like June 18th, June 19th? Why are we throwing away June? And then could July really work for us? Use that so that we're done July 27th. The draft is July 31st. Tone down summer league. Don't make it this huge thing. And then you basically get August and September and half of October off before we get the preseason. That makes way more sense to me.
I think it would make way more money too. And there's one word that hasn't come up, which explains why it isn't like this already. And that's baseball. When the NBA started, avoiding baseball on the calendar was that era's version of avoiding football now. And one further point, what did Disney just do this week or last couple of weeks is get off of their baseball relationship. That's one of the major media partners and they need inventory later into the spring and summer. So I think there's a lot of compelling reasons to think about this from a media perspective. And as a league that's trying to gain more eyeballs and revenue in an attention economy that's increasingly competitive and increasingly in the sports world dominated by both pro football and high-level college football in the fall.
In the fall, yeah. I cut it off early. I was afraid I'd cut it off late. I cut it off early instead. User error. I like that. I like that idea. I like pushing it back. What I just said with college basketball is I don't watch it a lot during the regular season. For the first couple of months, I'm wrapped up in football. And then once football ends, I go heavy into the NBA. But even with the NBA being while football's happening, I'm still watching quite a bit of NBA. But on a Monday night, I'm not. On a Thursday night, I'm not. Come the weekends and the playoffs, I'm not. You can't avoid football entirely. They're not going to start the NBA schedule in February and end in August. They're not going to do that. But this is a way to push things back a little bit and to extend them into the summer. And there's been recent evidence for why I think this could work, and that was not the COVID year. The COVID year, remember, they didn't play. They finished in, like, September. When did the NBA Finals happen in 2020? Was that September? Just looking it up. That was, boy, you think that would be easy to find. Yeah, September into October. So that's normally when the season starts. So because that season ended so late, which was weird, and ratings for that were all over the place because everything was just weird at the time. But then the next season was a delayed start, and so the 2021 season didn't start, I believe, until December. Didn't they start on Christmas? I think they started a little later. But then it ended in July. I know that off the top of my head because the Bucks won the NBA final July 20th. And every year on July 20th, you know, every year, like the beginning of June, it's like, oh, on this day or late May, on this day, there was a team that won the NBA finals. And the Bucks have their very own day in the middle of the month because NBA finals are not won in June. And I guess the Lakers would in October for that same reason. But it was great. What was great about it from a Milwaukee standpoint was, like, the game I went to last night, all right, it was okay weather-wise, but you're not doing anything outside. You're at an establishment, or you just go straight there. It had actually snowed yesterday morning. It's all melted now because of spring weather, but it had snowed yesterday morning, and whatever. The summer that the Bucks were in the playoffs, they put a little plaza outside of the stadium. There's like park area, and it was packed all the time. And it was packed all the time, and it was so fun. And it was just like the thing to do in Milwaukee that summer was either go to the Bucks game or go hang out outside the stadium and watch the game somewhere. And the Bucks started putting up TVs outside, and they had watch parties. And it was just, it was really cool. The weather is nicer pretty much everywhere. I mean, it's summer. Yeah, basketball's played inside, but you can make it a summer kind of activity. And if you're in the middle of July, what is that usually? And MLB All-Star Week, which is a famous week of people being on the radio and saying, well, it's the worst time of the year, everybody. There is nothing going on. Like, okay, why am I listening to you right now? That's why last year we had Listener Appreciation Week during that, and we really said thank you to you guys, and we'll do that we'll do that folksy thing again here this year. But if it was during the NBA finals, we could just be like, all right, well, we're breaking down the finals. Because even in like April, so right now our attention's going to be college basketball. Our attention's on college basketball. The first four games will probably get some eyeballs more than any NBA games would. And then Thursday and Friday, we're all watching the game. Saturday and Sunday for sure. And the next few weeks, we're really watching college basketball. And then the NBA playoffs will start, so we'll be invested. But then the NFL draft comes along. And the NBA playoffs are going on during the NFL draft, which is now a three-day event. We're not watching any NBA during that, even though it's the playoffs. We're all like locked into the draft. If you started the playoffs in May, yes, you have baseball. And I like the thing where it's like NBA finals one night, Stanley Cup the next. I don't know that hockey would move. Maybe they could find a reason to move too. But I think that getting away from football has to be something that they look at and look into. Because you don't follow the NBA a lot. The diehards do, but a lot of us say, well, it doesn't start until Christmas. That's when I get into it. And I don't think the NBA needs to be that way. The NBA was really compelling right away this year. The Cavs, with that long streak right away, was one of the examples of that. And it's just, you didn't, I don't know, I think a lot of people missed out on it. If you're going to have a long season, you got to maximize that season. Otherwise, it's like you're having a third of your season that is not a viable TV product. So I like that from Bill Simmons. I like that thought today. I would like to see the schedule change where the NBA season starts later and then is pushed back into the summer. And then we can have like NBA and MLB. We can, you know, make days of it. I don't know. I like that idea from them, which is why I wanted to share it. I also want to share our brand new call-in number. That's right, new phone number. The other one that you dialed already tonight, that didn't work. You were confused. Well, there's a new number. That is why. And I will now tell it to you. 888-710-4ISN. Or if you like, 888-710-4ISN. I like going down. I do on that. 888-710-4476. 888-710-4476. Get back into the college basketball tournament. There is an interesting theory going around that the NCAA committee, they may have put North Carolina in because the AD's on the selection chair. We don't know. It's interesting to speculate. But there's a pretty decent chance they screwed up the seedings of two teams that they got confused. And I will give you some compelling information as to why when we return. Again, 888-710. Yeah, I'm going to go down. 4ISN. I like going down. 888-710-4476. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
You know, the Major League Baseball season starts in 7 hours. The Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers have both been in Japan playing some exhibition games against teams in Japan, and now they're going to play each other, and it will not be an exhibition game. These games count in the regular season standings. I hope by the end of the show tonight, I am able to give you the lineups. I'm very anxious to give you the lineups. I think that would be quite a treat. The game will be played at 6:10 a.m. Eastern Time and 3:10 Western Time. If you're in Chicago, you're going to have this game on at 5 in the morning. In L.A., it's at 3 in the morning. I'm very interested in seeing how it's on Fox. Tomorrow's game, I think, is on FS1. But yeah, Fox. So there's like local news shows that are not going to be on. If you watch your local Fox News, you have to watch it on like, you know, 0.8 or whatever they have their My TV on, or their Me TV, or their all those weird ones, those free channels you get. Actually, with the digital age, you get a lot of free channels. If you don't have cable, you can still rip off like 40 channels. They're all playing like Murder, She Wrote and Gunsmoke and stuff, but it's something on your screen. It could be worse things in the world. All right. We got a new phone number. I will hit you with that again here in a second. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in just 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. New phone number. 888-710-4ISN. Okay? 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. The way I'm saying it, it's like, boy, he's really begging for calls. I'm just trying to get you to write it down. And I'm trying to, we change a phone number. How else are you supposed to get it? You gotta wait till I say it. So that's why I said it. 888-710-4ISN. And Todd in Maryland, I don't think he ever called the old number. Hello, Todd.
How you doing, Bart?
What's up?
First time caller.
Look at that.
I'm glad you changed the number because then I got through.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah, we the whole reason we did this, Todd, was to clear the deck and get you in here.
And I appreciate it, Bart. You don't know how much that means to me.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad.
Yeah, Bart, I didn't get the topic because I just got off work and I jumped in my car and you was giving out the number and I said, let me try. So can you give me what was the topic you was on, Bart?
We've been talking about various things. We've been talking about college basketball. We've been talking about the NBA, maybe, suggestions to change the schedule. We could talk football. There's a lot of stuff. Todd, if this is your first time on the show, what do you want to talk about?
Well, only thing I really want to say is this, Bart. Then I want to hang up and let you comment on it, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right. You probably hang up on me anyway, but hey, the Dallas Cowboys, but the only way that we are going to be relevant is that we fire the general manager.
Now, well, there's a little bit of a problem with that, Todd.
Yeah, it's a big problem, Bart, but any other general manager would have been fired for that mediocrity.
Yeah, you can't really have the owner fire himself. Well, you can, but if he hasn't done it by now, he maybe never been going to do it.
Yeah.
And I think he said he's willing to die in that job. I'm not being morbid. I believe Jerry said that.
Well, and if Jerry said that, Bart, after 40-some years as a diehard Dallas Cowboy, I might just be looking for another team after this season.
Well, you've stuck with it, Todd. You've stuck with it. I got to let you go, but thank you for calling. You've stuck with it this far. You might as well ride it out. Yeah, my new word for the Cowboys is dated. They don't even they feel so dated, very 90s, very, very Furby, very Beanie Baby, very Easy Bake Oven. That's when they were good. Very NYPD Blue. Very ER Thursday must-see TV. TGIF, Boy Meets World, Full House, Family Matters. Oh, they were all on there. Let me get to a story that I teased. So there is a lot of conversation about, West Virginia didn't get in, Boise State maybe could have gotten in, Ohio State didn't get into the tournament on the men's side, Indiana's another one. But there's also a theory that Louisville is an 8 seed and Memphis is a 5 seed, and that should have been switched around. That the committee got it confused, and then by the time they realized their mistake, it was too late to do anything about it. So Louisville plays Creighton. That's like the first game on Thursday. Memphis is a 5, and they play Colorado State. Memphis is in the San Francisco region, bottom left of your bracket. Louisville is in the Atlanta region, top left of your bracket. But when you compare them in all the different metrics, Louisville is 24th ranked in net, 49th is Memphis. In RPI, Louisville 16, Memphis 22. In KenPom, 23 for Louisville, 34 for Memphis. I don't know who Bart Torvik is, but I love him. Louisville's 19th, Memphis is 40. ESPN's BPI, Louisville's 20, Memphis is 42. Louisville is better by like double-digit numbers and rankings, and they got an 8 seed. And Memphis got a 5, and there are plenty of people who are convinced, and I think I might be in that line, that the committee just flat out screwed up, and there's not much they can do about it. it's not like egregious enough where they're gonna be like, whoa, 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 we gotta rip up the whole bracket. We gotta change that. There was a little bit of a situation like that with some of these other tournaments. So March Madness, the NCAA tournament, it is not the only tournament that is going on. There's the NIT, which we know, and then there's the College Basketball Invitational, and they both put out their graphics of who's in. So for the NIT, who's in the NIT? We've got, what are some of the bigger name teams? We've got Northern Iowa. They've been a spoiler in years past. George Mason, Loyola Chicago, Georgia Tech's in there, Oklahoma State, St. Joseph, Wichita State. They've had some runs. UC Riverside. And then the College Basketball Invitational put out their bracket. Teams like Army, Northern Arizona, Cleveland State, Manhattan, Illinois State, UC Riverside. So they had put both teams in. They put UC Riverside in two different brackets. Both organizations that published their official teams had UC Riverside in. But they're going to go in the NIT. They're not going to do the CBI. Okay, that's fine. Well, there's a team that caught strays out of this, and that's South Alabama. So on Sunday night, about 9:30 Alabama time, they got a call from the NCAA inviting them to the NIT because UC Riverside, they were told, was going to the CBI. South Alabama was told they were 100% in the tournament. They're 100% in the NIT. The NCAA called them back about an hour later to say, we actually don't have a spot for you. UC Riverside's going to take the NIT spot. We can't. You're out. Their head coach, Richie Riley, had already told his team that they were in. The NIT put out a graphic statement today. After the NIT bracket was released Sunday evening, it was brought to the NIT's attention that one of the teams scheduled to participate in the tournament had committed to a non-NCAA-affiliated postseason event. In an effort to secure another team, we extended an invitation to the South Alabama Jaguars prematurely. Regrettably, the NIT rescinded its invitation. We understand the emotional impact this confusion created, and we apologize to South Alabama head coach Richie Riley and student athletes for the air. Richie Riley tweeting today, a meaningless apology to the most meaningful group of players I've ever coached. What they did to us last night is inexcusable. These guys in our locker room don't deserve this, and it's sad. Your idea of making it better is a copy and paste apology. So, yeah, it's the NIT, it's the CBI. You may look down on it from your March Madness ivory tower, but these kids wanted to play in a postseason. And they were told they were going to be given that opportunity. It was taken away from them. Those tournaments start relatively soon. I think like this week. There is still another tournament. There's a new tournament. And if you're like, a lot of those names I read aren't some of the brand names or bigger name schools, that's because there's a separate tournament called the College Basketball Crown, and basically Fox just made up a tournament so that it could air TV shows on FS1 in March when they don't have anything to air. This doesn't start, though, until March 31st, and then the championship is Sunday, April 6th, with the national championship, the real championship, the following night. Teams like Utah and Butler and George Washington and Boise State, Nebraska, Arizona State, Georgetown, Washington State, Cincinnati, DePaul, UCF, Oklahoma State, Colorado, Villanova, Tulane, and USC. I mean, there's some former champions in there. So they're in a different tournament that doesn't start for another 2 weeks. And it's weird, but it's going to be, they don't want to play right now because you're not going to be watching it. So the tournament, because the teams whittle down, you know how brackets work. They get to a point where we have to wait a week between games. And Fox is like, look at us. Watch these games instead. And we might. And, like, they're on during the day. They're on during the day on Monday, March 30th, and Tuesday, April 2nd, and Wednesday, April 2nd, and Thursday, April 3rd. They're all going to be played in Vegas. So another reason to get out to Vegas to watch UCF and Oregon State battle each other. It'd be a good one. The College Basketball Crown. Again, the new phone number, 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. You guys have figured it out, and we'll come to you, and we'll do that right after this update from Marco Belletti. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. The brand new phone number, 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. One quick note, the College Basketball Crown I was talking about. Remember, it's not until March 31st. Well, the transfer portal opens March 24th. So the tournament's already worried that some teams are going to not have enough guys and they're going to drop out. Which, okay, just another, move it, move the date. Why, even the tournament's still going on. I don't understand it. If there's something I'm missing, because I don't understand. Football's the same way. Well, the transfer portal's before the bowl games. Then move it. Can you just move it? I don't know. Robert is in Annapolis. Robert, did you find us okay?
Hey, Voices. Thanks for taking my call. Well, actually, I'm calling in to confirm the number so I can get to you going ahead. I got 1-888-710-4476. Affirmative?
I would prefer if you said 888-710-4476.
No, I always do individual numbers. You should always do the individual numbers and not a grouping of numbers or letters. But anyhow, as an advocate,
this is the directing of the branding of which I was told in the part where it says, say, 710 is highlighted in yellow.
Okay. But keep in mind, you also always have to dial 1 before you do the 888 number. Anyhow, as an advocate for callers commenting on your topics, you haven't mentioned the Bengals signing, so I'll hold that for another day. Maybe you'll cover it before the show's over. But on the tournament,
Carlos and I were just talking about maybe talking to somebody about the Bengals for tomorrow evening's program, Robert. You're right on the pulse.
I will wait till hear your comments, and then I'll give you the skinny on that. On the tournament, as a Maryland Terrapins fan, I hope that they do well. They have a good starting five, but they don't have any bench, so they probably can't make a tournament run. Earlier caller mentioned the thing about why we're discussing those 60-whatever selections. Don't the schools get money by getting in this tournament? Am I correct on that, or am I not?
I would think that there's some sort of compensation financially, since the NCAA is making hand over fist.
Okay, so that's what's important. It may not be that they will get and win the tournament, but it's important to the schools. And for what it's worth, North Carolina is going to draw more eyes than West Virginia. I don't know if they'll draw more eyes than Indiana. They're both marquee teams, and that's what it's all about, viewership and money and all that. And let me close out with this. I think you may have already lost Barry in Boston. He called into Jody over the weekend and was able to discuss a little bit of high school hockey, so he may found a new home. And have we lost Rick in Toronto, if I may ask? Have you heard from him lately?
Well, yeah, either of those guys I don't think are going to be able to figure out that we have a new number to begin with. Rick, I believe he might be dead.
Well, we hope not. But they're both interesting callers. They're not particularly effective. But anyhow, I thank you for taking my call. I'll wait to hear what you have to say about the Bengals signings, and I will be commenting on that. All right, and thank you for taking my call, my friend.
All right, Robert, thank you for the phone call. Yeah, different NFL news popped up over the weekend, which we might get into more tomorrow. The Texans extended Derek Stingley. That was a big thing they did. A lot of money. Highest paid defensive guy, cornerback. Kirk Cousins is still on the Falcons. They gave him a $10 million guaranteed bonus that doesn't hit until 2026, but This weekend was the deadline for that. What was the big Giants news? You guys brought in Jameis Winston. That's fun. So, yeah, and I haven't mentioned other guy's name yet. So I'm gonna stop so that I don't. I will mention Cindy's name. She's in Arizona. Hello.
Hey, wow-dee-dow-dow. You changed your number.
We changed our number. That is right. And I'm glad that you were able to dial 888-710-4ISN. That's right. You dialed 888-710-4476. Good job.
Yeah, Infinity Sports Network. Anyway, what I'd like to say is I'm rooting for Arizona, of course, and the tournament. And last year, did not San Diego not go all the way?
San Diego State, I think, went to the final one year.
Yeah, I thought that was last year. I was rooting for them, and of course, Arizona was out of it. But
and then UConn beat them, right? Dan Hurley's stupid team.
The Hurley brothers.
I just have one quick thing about Dan Hurley. It's clear this guy regrets not taking the Lakers job, right? That's why he's acting a fool every week. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Cindy.
No, that's okay. I just was thinking that I like it when you do the TV guide thing. And brings back lots of the TV guide rundown.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love TV guides. I'm obsessed with the grids.
I know. I know you said you memorized it. So
I used to, yeah. I could probably, if Carlos quizzed me right now on like the 1995 primetime lineup, I could probably do pretty good.
Yeah, I think you could.
All right.
Anyway, I'm rooting for Arizona. Who are you rooting for?
Well, I'm rooting for Wisconsin. Cindy, thanks for the call. That's the, you know, same reason as you. I think Florida is who I'm going to take to win it. Again, I might fill out 8 brackets, mainly the same bracket, but I mix up the winners. I'll probably take Duke in a couple. And then, you know, Arizona, though, there's like a line you can draw in the middle of the country. No team to the west of that line. So like Arizona, UCLA, Oregon, Gonzaga. No team has won a national championship since back in 1997. We can grab Russ in Boise before the end of the hour. Hey, Russ.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's up?
How much, man? Are you guys ready to go?
We are on the air.
Oh, hey. Quick question. I love you, Bart. You're one of my top 5 sports shows that I have in my list right now. And this doesn't really pertain a lot to what you're talking about tonight. A little bit it does, but I really am a massive Oklahoma fan. And we have played so inconsistent all year long. I just wanted your thoughts about Oklahoma-UConn this weekend.
Well, I'm going to thank you for the call, Russ, and thank you for the kind words. Now, here's what I said I was going to do the other night. I'm going to ask AI, who is going to win between Oklahoma and UConn? I'm not going to break down this matchup like I know what the hell's going on. I do know that Dan Hurley pisses me off, and I do think, like, I'm rooting against them.
Me too. What a fumble by Dan Hurley. He could have been coaching the Lakers. What a dolt.
Yeah. All right. Ready? Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Russ. UConn's got a history of elevating their game in March. So even though, like, Hurley's, you know, flamboyant or rambunctious, whatever, they perform under him, especially this time of the year, and they've got really good defensive metrics. Oklahoma can make it competitive. They're going to need a big game out of Jeremiah Fears. They already rely heavily on him, 17 points a game. So if he gets hot and they get hot, the likely outcome is UConn's experience gets him through this game at least. But Oklahoma, it's just like, you know, you got to have a good shooting night. And it's stupid in basketball, but it's a make or miss kind of sport. See? How about AI? I'm not going to keep telling you when I'm doing it now. Now I'm going to pretend like I'm actually that smart. But I just asked AI. I'm a cello. It is the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.